guess the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we're going to do exactly that. And I would just like to say, I'd like to warn you that I might lose my poop. Cool. Somewhere here.
Marbles?
In this, yeah,
is
my
there
marbles.
A bears item that you'll be talking about?
No, there's some things in here that are going to drive me nuts. Not limited to, but including.
Number five.
Chuck Schumer came out of the meeting with the president today, and he said the president stormed away from mm-hmm. the meeting. They were going to have it, you know, because the three of them looked so good on TV last night, Chuck and Nancy and Don.
Painfully awkward.
I mean, honestly, it's like it was like dinner time at Shady Acres and someone's dentures were missing between the three of them last night.
Really? I thought they looked young and invigorated and ready to take on the,
really
the
inspiring
fight
for the
in
country.
Front of them.
Real big inspiration.
Yeah. And here was Schumer.
And I said, just why won't you do that? We'll continue to discuss. We're willing to discuss anything. And he said, if I open up the government, you won't do what I want. That's cruel. That's callous. And that's using millions of innocent people as sort of pawns. And it was wrong. And then a few minutes later, he sort of slammed the table. And when Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, we have nothing to discuss. He said it was a waste of his time.
Vice President Pence confirms a lot of that story, saying that as soon as he brought up, hey, if I open up the government, are you going to play ball with the wall?
Here he is.
Well, the president walked into the room and passed out candy. It was true.
Never raised his voice.
But I don't recall him ever raising his voice or slamming his hand. But this is a president who feels very strongly about his commitment to see to the security of the American people.
When people say, I don't recall, they are lying.
I kind of love that candy move, though.
That's
such a
use
power
that.
Move. Oh, my God.
Do you want some candy?
Is it soft candies?
It was those strawberry ones with the green foil on it.
Yeah, it's the ones that you're never sure where anybody bought them from, but your grandma always had them on a little
grandma
dish.
And grandpa.
Where do these come from? The little caramel treats or the little watermelon?
I go with the saltwater taffy just to make sure it sticks in their teeth and it causes problems.
Pulls out the dentures.
Chew on this.
It is like, yeah, very classic.
Candy. Anybody candy? Candy.
I'm being nice. Why aren't you being nice?
I gave you candy.
Here's candy. I gave them candy. I like when Pence goes, but I do not recall that happening.
A meeting that happened an hour ago.
Right. Exactly.
They go through a training when they get DC'd?
I don't know.
All the crap that they say over and over and over again.
You know, if you get to that level, you've been in a deposition, and your attorneys always say, you cannot go to jail for saying you do not recall.
Fallback position.
And they start to take that really, really seriously. So no matter what it is, I don't recall. Where were you last night? I can't recall.
I cannot recall.
That's good to know.
That's true.
Your wife's grilling you?
Yeah.
Do not recall.
Yeah, and try that.
Doesn't work that well with the wife.
No, it doesn't work with your wife.
Try that with mother or whatever his wife's name is.
Legal scenarios only.
Where were you last night?
I don't recall.
Well, you better start thinking. At that point, I want you to lie.
Jeez.
Don't recall. Figure it out.
He let us been through this, apparently.
What do you mean you don't recall?
Well, really, because I know exactly where you were because I followed you. What? That got weird. I didn't follow anyone, I swear. Best is when you have a piece of information and you try to see if you're going to get lied to.
Is that really the best?
Yeah.
That's the best.
But people don't.
Isn't that exactly what Bob Mueller does all day long?
Yeah, it's fun. Maybe I should work it for the FBI.
Coming home to Violetta is basically like just it's not a pretty situation because you're going to come home and she's going to ask it. You're going to have a million questions. And then when you ask her a question, she won't be able to answer it.
Well, I'm good. Yeah.
Where were you?
Shut up!
I hope that's not the response. Because that's starting off on the bad foot.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, that does. That sounds
scary.
Where were you?
Out with Boris?
Again? You smell like cigarettes and booze.
It was Boris.
What is that other smell? Yeah.
Number four.
Oh, gee.
President Trump is once again flirting with the possibility of declaring a national emergency if a deal is not struck with Congress in a pool spray. That's my shampoo that I use every morning. From the Oval Office, he said that he has the absolute right to declare an emergency if he can't get the government shutdown ended by securing funding.
What's your message to the Republicans who are now on Capitol Hill saying?
Oh, I think we have tremendous Republican support. I'll tell you what, I just spoke to a few of the people in the House. We have tremendous support. The Senate has been incredible. Mitch McConnell has been incredible. He said, if the president's not going to sign it, I'm not going to waste my time. And, I mean, Rob Portman's here. He can tell you he's very strong on border security.
His voice went up there.
It did. Yeah. What does that mean?
I know that. When my voice goes up, means that it's the same thing as saying I can't recall.
It's
What do you mean? That's the other thing you did. Where were you last night? What do you mean? Where were you last night?
I didn't do anything last
Nowhere.
Night.
Nowhere.
Hold on, there's more, but he's more animated. That was the one criticism of him last night that was sort of across the board criticism. It was low energy, but there was a lot of
like low energy Jeb.
Yeah,
remember?
Right, but he did. But there was a lot of weird nasal sounding.
The fact is that there's tremendous support. I would know without support. I would be the first one to know. I may be the last one too, but there is tremendous support right now. If I did something that was foolish, like gave up on border security, the first ones that would hit me are my senators. They'd be angry at me. The second ones would be the House. And the third ones would be, frankly, my base and a lot of Republicans out there and a lot of Democrats that want to see border security. Okay.
did the nostril thing with that, too. I don't know what was going on there. I don't know. First of all, they're United States senators. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
I might be the first to know that and the last to know that.
Right. I know. What? I don't even know what that means. But that's the sort of thing a dad says, though.
But
right. When you're like trying to disagree with him, and he says some crazy thing, you're like, okay, I can't win this one, Dan. You just kind of turn around and walk away.
This is also what Violetta does. I may be the first one to know where you are, and I may be the last one to know where you are.
You're like,
but I am going to know where you were last night.
I was nowhere. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of information? How are you getting this information?
Do you have sources? Like, moles inside?
No. You can get it a bunch of different ways. I don't want to...
Give away your sources and methods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see that. When you have a piece of information, then you kind of ask a question like, hey, where did you sleep last night?
Oh, my God.
Or, you know... And then, you know, the bed was not unmade or something.
Uh-huh. Where did you sleep last night? At the Lincoln statue in Lincoln Park.
That doesn't
I don't recall.
Right.
What if you, now the I don't recall that doesn't work.
Or who were you out with? Where'd you guys go?
I don't recall.
Be a little
but you have to
that.
Ask nicely, because if you start asking, you know, with the tone, like,
yeah.
They won't answer.
Right.
But then you got to catch them in a line.
So work that with me. What do you do?
All right. So first,
like,
it's just
I walk
like,
in
oh,
and
how was like, yeah, like, how was last night?
Oh, it was great.
Do you have fun?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So after dinner, like, what'd you guys do?
I don't recall.
Really?
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one, but first. Live broadcast from United Center before the Hawks take on the Preds. Brought to you by Citgo. Fill up at your locally owned station today. Top 5 at 5 continues. We've worked our way to...
Number 3.
So did you see the Golden Globes at Idris Elba, who is the reigning sexiest man alive?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. He was there with the Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on an album together. Because it turns out that Idris Elba is also an EDM DJ.
How about that?
Who knew?
Who knew?
How, what, now, why do people get all the talent?
No,
that's
that
what
funny?
I want to know. I got one talent, and it's really not a talent. It was almost got me kicked out of school. I just couldn't shut up.
Talking a lot.
I've noticed there are a few of us on this desk who have the same talent. But he's got it all, and he said that he's actually going to be playing Coachella this year.
Damn.
And he would like the Tay-Tay to join him on the Stay.
you know, this year's been amazing because I get to play and make music a lot more. And I'm hoping, like, maybe Taylor and I might get Taylor and I to do a song. I mean, that would be great. Woo! You heard it first. All right, I gotta go.
How about that? They're also in Cats together.
Yeah, they're in Cats. Do we need? I didn't know we needed Cats to be an actual movie. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so either.
Mm-mm.
Are we gonna? Is it the same music? We're gonna have to listen to the same like caterwauling.
Jennifer Hudson's in it too.
Can't wait to not watch it.
You know what? I couldn't get through it without my eyes watering and my throat closing up. So.
Allergies.
Classic allergy joke. That,
right. I just couldn't get through it.
Like
I wouldn't even go to
game.
The Broadway show because I'd just be sneezing the whole time. I would do that just as an act of defiance. When the cats are crawling through the audience, you know, and you just start sneezing, oh, hey, I'm sorry, I've got allergies, I'm sorry.
Is that what they do in Cats?
Yeah, they're like the actors.
Right.
You know.
I'm out on Cats.
Yeah. And it's creepy, man, too, because they all, like, they move like cats.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, who's, and you know, oh, who practiced
weird.
That? Oh, yeah. That's weird. The whole damn thing is weird.
Weird.
I never understood. Won a bunch of Tonys, though.
Cats was big. Yeah. Go Cats.
Yeah. Number two.
Good one, Cat.
You know what? We're still drunk from the Bears game.
We are.
And it shows. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not over it.
My brain is just mush.
Good morning, America. Kevin Hart says he's over it. He is no longer going to apologize for not wanting to do the Oscars.
I would like to call myself a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So if I do something, I want to be able to give it my all and make sure that the production is a great representation of me and my talent. I can't do that right now. So, you know, unfortunately, I can't do it this year. It's not going to happen. And in the future, if it does, it does. But it's not the conversation of today. You know, the public has made it a conversation of today, but I've removed myself from the conversation. It's not right. It's not in God's plan right now. And what God has for me is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So he's out.
I don't think God cares about the Oscars, I'll be honest with you.
February 24th. It's 6 weeks away and no host.
They don't have a host.
They don't.
Now, I think they should go hostless.
Well, you know, that's been proposed with all the great musical acts this year. You got the Bradley Cooper and the Lady Gaga who'll be there and others, and they feel like maybe they could sort of have musical acts string it together with,
and
you
with,
know,
with
presenters.
With other actors coming out and saying, and now the best picture, this and that.
I suppose you could do that.
I'm done with
because,
award shows.
Well, because comedy, you can't even do comedy. You can't do snarky comedy in award shows. But then what's the point of watching an award show?
Right. You saw that with the Golden Globes, really flat.
Right. If people want to take, I mean, if celebrities want to take themselves that seriously.
It's like, get worried, over yourself.
Worried that the people on Instagram or Twitter are going to be mad at them?
That's 20...
Or your grandmother on Facebook is going to be mad at them? I don't know. Who cares?
You're not living anymore.
You're not living anymore.
Say what you want to say.
You can't live anymore in 2019.
No,
everybody find a tweet you said or something you said 10 years ago to ruin your life.
Yeah, but here's another deal. Don't be a moron. I'd like to suggest to all the kids out there, learn the hard lessons of Kevin Hart's history. Don't be a moron and say or do crazy, stupid things on the internet before you have to.
Yeah, but he's been dealing with this pretty gracefully, in my opinion.
He did it in the first place. And kept him from doing the Oscars.
Right.
Although he's making a comedy about a guy who can't, a guy about a paraplegic.
Yeah,
which is really an interesting thing. I think that the movie's getting, we'll find out, Richard Roper will be here tomorrow and talk about it.
Oh.
But I think that movie is very well reviewed. But I don't know how, but you know, it's a hard sell when you see the commercial for it.
Yeah.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
Stephen Colbert combined two different kinds of horror when he lampooned the Oval Office address with a dead-on parody ad of a sequel to Bird Box. Here's what it sounded like.
Listen to me. I am only going to say this once. Under no circumstance are you allowed to take off your blindfold. If you take it off, I will hurt you. Do you understand? The president is making a speech tonight about the crisis on the border.
There's a crisis?
No. No, there's no crisis. The point is, the speech will be so insane that if you watch it, you will want to hurt yourself. Do you understand? Okay, put them on.
Shouldn't we mute the TV so we can't hear it?
Oh my God. Okay, find the remote!
That's good.
Bird Box, super creepy. You didn't see it yet, did you?
I've not seen it yet. Must I see it? Do I have to see it?
Yeah.
50 million people have seen it.
Watch it.
Everybody's seen it, and they're all like, have you seen it yet? Have you seen it yet? Have you seen it yet?
Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
All right.
Just don't look at it too long.
Yeah, keep a blindfold on when you watch it.
I'm scared already. Isn't it bad enough that I have to think about Cody Parkey double doinking?
He's a blindfold.
Then all of a sudden,
too.
Right. I mean, right. I mean, I've already seen the thing I don't want to ever see.
Just
I've
point
seen
him
the most horrifying
That would
thing.
Be your thing.
Everybody
That's
else is watching Bird Box, and I'm watching the Bears game.
The top five at five.